I'm on the road halfway between Heptonstall and Hebden Bridge, pausing to admire the view. It's a kind of toy town down there because this valley is so steeply sloping that we've got a plan view of the town. Chris Ratcliffe was inspired by just such a view 30 years ago when he first came to the area. Does it still get your heart thumping today?
It certainly does, and Toy Town is absolutely right. That's it. That's the phrase that we often use. This on this particular walk where you can overlook Hebden Bridge and you can see the houses that are strewn out of the hillside, a kind of architecture which I don't think exists anywhere else in the country. And as a southerner moving here over 30 years ago, it took my breath away then and it still does now. Looking out at it today, it hasn't changed that much in 30 years from here. But of course, if you go into town, you can see fundamental changes. When I first arrived, it was half empty. The shops were boarded up. They were knocking houses down because no one wanted to live there. And it was the ideal place for the kind of alternative hippie types that I suppose I was.
You're going to fess up to it, are you? You're a hippie.
And we wanted to leave the towns, but we didn't want to go too rural. And this has got a nice combination of urban and rural.
That's the thing, isn't it? Urban and rural. This is a gritty industrial town, or at least it was, but well, parked in the middle of the countryside.
Hills and moors. You can get to the centre of Hebden Bridge, and within 5 minutes, you're in the woods. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you can be on the top of the moors. But it's not totally rural. Many of us didn't actually want to live in the sticks, but we wanted somewhere where we could appreciate the countryside and the natural surroundings, which we can do here. But Hebden Bridge is a town as well, and there's always lots going on. We've got a thriving arts festival each year. There's a cinema. It's one of the few towns left with its own cinema. There's a fantastic social scene, and there's a village atmosphere. You can walk around the town. In fact, sometimes it's very hard to get anywhere because you're always bumping into people. So all of that was a great attraction to me as a young man.
So we're coming down into civilization here, Chris.
Yeah, we're almost back down into Hebden Bridge. This is Queen's Terrace here. In the 70s, the council wanted to knock it all down, and you can see there's probably 40 or 50 different houses all on top of each other and side by side. And when we first came here in the 70s, we had a big squat. We took over nearly three quarters of that whole terrace, and we had a wonderful community living there, and we shared childcare, and there were artisans, and there was a potter around the back, and we had musicians coming in and out of the houses, and it was something to remember. Unfortunately, the council complexion changed and we got evicted, but at least the building is still standing and it's still housing people.
You said up there that you were attracted to the area because it was a kind of halfway house between town and country, but presumably it was also because it was cheap.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really make a lot of difference because we didn't have any money.
So, you didn't have any at all?
No. I mean, had I had some money and I'd bought a house at the time instead of going squatting, maybe I'd have a very big house now. But it was the 70s and all property was theft. And we were committed to squatting.
And does that spirit, that idealism live on today in the community, do you think?
I think it does. I mean, the kind of people that were attracted into Hebden Bridge in the 70s and 80s were the alternative types, the radicals, the unusual, the artistic. And it made for a fascinating collection of people. I think in recent years, because it's become a very fashionable area and the prices have gone up, the kind of people that came in the 70s and 80s wouldn't be able to afford to move here now. But we still have that radical tinge, and a lot of us are still here.
But your children might not be able to stay here with property prices going up as it becomes fashionable.
Absolutely, and that's one of the big issues of the area. They want to build in every little corner of land that they can grab. And what do they want to build? Executive houses, executive flats, not places that our children can live in. And we're fighting them all the time. I mean, there was a big battle a couple of years ago where they hired security guards and there was fighting on the streets even in Hebden Bridge because they wanted to chop down some woodland that was highly regarded by the people who lived in the area, and the residents were trying to stop them.
It created one of the biggest furores we've had around here. Chainsaw Tuesday, we called it.
The Mill Pond was part of the wildlife corridor down to Hardcastle Crags. There was no road access to it. It had been completely seeded by trees. There were bats and all sorts of wildlife there. So it was the last place in the world that you should really be developing. And it became a symbol of the reaction against builders building in inappropriate places around here, as they want to do all the time.
Did you win or lose?
For the moment, we're winning. It's just been, the plans have just been thrown out by the council.
Still a radical at heart.
Still a radical at heart, absolutely. And that's one of the attractions of this community, is that I'm not alone.
This is a trip down memory lane for you, isn't it, Chris? We should just perhaps describe Queen's Terrace. It's rather deceptive, I think, is what the estate agents would say, because at the front, at the road end, it looks to be just two or three stories high. But come around the back here, such is the sloping nature of the ground that we've got five stories on this side, where it slopes down towards the town of Hebden Bridge itself.
Exactly, and we used to have all the children running around out here. And
all misty-eyed, aren't you?
Ah, yeah. And, I mean, what was interesting, one little anecdote, is that we used to knock down the walls in between the houses so that we could communicate, and so if an official came to one house, we could all nip through and come and meet him on the outside. Or if a policeman came round to ask some questions, all of a sudden a dog would appear out of a wall. This was the house that I lived in, and it's nice to see that it's still being used. And we did put in alternative plans, and there is a very nice drawing that got in a Radical magazine at the time.
It would have been a shame, I think I can safely say, to have knocked it down. It's a substantial building, isn't it? Made from the local creamy stone, perfectly habitable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why knock it down and start again when you can make do with what's here already?
And right, and you can see that it still is a community around here, and people have got a good life living here.
And balconies on this back south-facing elevation. Right. Yeah.
And look at the view. I mean, that was one of the things that I always remember when I first came to Hebden Bridge. I looked out the window in the morning as a southerner. I'd never seen anything like that. It was mind-boggling.
Hiya.
Hi, sorry, not disturbing you.
Hope you don't mind us standing in your garden.
Oh, no, not at all. It's just, it's the kind of street where we like to know who's here, so I came out to see what was going on.
You're living in the house that I squatted in the mid-70s, yeah.
Well, so. That hasn't been at all forgotten. I've been told repeatedly over and over and over again that this house was one of the original squats and one of the original places that the Hippies lived in Hebden.
It didn't even have window frames in when I first moved there, and we had to put our own window frames and door and everything, and then we made a little holes in the wall so we could communicate between the houses.
I didn't know where the holes were, but I had heard that you could all run between the houses.
That's right. And in the middle, I don't know if it's still the case, but in the middle there was what we called the Great Warren, because there was this whole hallway that wasn't owned by anyone and was just empty.
I think that's been turned into basements and storerooms.
Right,
and separated
I thought
off.
It probably would have.
Because I've got a little storeroom, and I know that there's a part of that that carries on. So.
But yeah, I lived here for 2 or 3 years. Oh, wonderful, and the views. And
it's one of the most beautiful houses in Hebden. It's a Pennine housing house. It was a council house when I moved in. I had to be on the list for 5 years, and I only put down a few houses, and this was one of the ones.
I just walked in. But they were going to knock them all down, and us squatting in them did actually save them.
Oh, well, thank you. Because it's not just me. All of my neighbours were very proud of our street. We love our street. They're great buildings, and they're very solid, so it's good they weren't knocked down.
Oh, it's really nice.
Because I think they must have built the towers, the flats, about then. They've recently been knocked down. They lasted about 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, these houses are well over 100 years old.
Yeah, now. I had a wonderful time living there.
Well, I'm having a wonderful time too. It's nice to meet you.
Okay.